Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of Bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, to the destiny, and the purpose of God. It is a place where we are empowered, a place where we see the love of God being extended to us, but also we see ourselves growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see ourselves becoming more and more like Him. We see ourselves now becoming more of the light. We see ourselves being more of the salt that savors and that helps someone taste the goodness of the Lord. We see ourselves in a way that we would never have seen ourselves if we had not ourselves been able to taste and see that God is good, been able to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, been able to experience Him in a way that we've never known because of an intimate relationship, understanding His word and His will for our lives. So these things cause us to grow, and as we grow line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We increase. We extend the borders of our spirit. We extend the borders of our character. We extend all of these things in us to become more and more like Jesus Christ, that He arises in us greater and greater, and the we that used to live for our own purpose and our own plan and the flesh of our own selves, we now decrease, we die, and we see His love, His authority, His will live in us greater. God chooses unlikely people, and when He does, He chooses you for His purpose and His plan, and you submit to that, you're going to see Him be great in your life. Live, you're going to live greatly. And it doesn't matter if you face problems and you're going to go through things, because in life you're going to go through things. But now when we go through it, we have hope, as the Word of God says. We don't go through things hopeless. We know where our hope lies. We know what the Word of God says, and we trust and depend on God. And as we obediently walk by faith, we see the demonstration and the manifestation of His power. We have been looking to study unlikely places of blessings, and we've ended our series with David. Now we're in the book of Ruth, and we're seeing how God can use an unlikely place to bless us, to bring us out, to make His name great in us, through us, but also to show someone else how great He is and how faithful He is, how loving kind He is, and how He will take hopeless situations and turn them around for good. So we're going to go start this series in the book of Ruth, and we're going to hear what the Lord has to say to us about this place of Ruth, this place that many of us, if we've never been there, we will face a place like a Ruth, and it may not, yours may not be the same as Ruth is in the Bible, but you will understand what it is to depend on God and have to trust God when you cannot help yourself, and you have to let God be God and Him prove Himself and His word to you, that He is Jehovah Jireh, that He is the comforter, that He will make a way out of no way, that He will cause favor to be on your life. You will have favor with God and man, as the word says Jesus had. So, you know, these are things that if you have not experienced it, if you live long enough and walk by faith, you will go through something where you're going to have to depend on God, trust God, and rely on Him and know that He's faithful. So as we look at this, we're going to see here that the book of Ruth, we'll see that God honors loyalty and integrity. Now, we understand what loyalty and integrity is when it relates to certain people. But when it comes to God, it is an honorable life. It is a life that looks like Him, represents Him well in the earth. And you have the integrity that looks like and represents Him. So it's not your interpretation. It's the righteous interpretation of loyalty and integrity. Ruth is a Moabite woman who has become a widower at a young age. She's very young still, and she's become a widower because her husband has died. In fact, not only has her husband died, her father-in-law, which is Naomi's husband, and her brother-in-law has also died as well. And so this is a blow because we see all the men in the family have passed away. And when hearts are heavy and there is decisions that have to be made for the future and for survival, You have to be very, very careful going through that when you're facing that, because whenever you have a heavy heart and things are not the way they should be, your decisions are going to shape your steps. They're going to shape your steps. These women are living in a time where their voices are small and their options are very little. They're not, and like it is in this day and time where women have several options, they had no options. Women in that day and time had no rights. In fact, any children that were born to the wife during this time frame really belonged to the husband, and the husband could divorce the wife for any reason. So she had no rights. So many of them, if they did not have a family that they could go back to, or someone that will take a relative that would take them in, they became beggars. Some of them resulted in prostitution because they had no means to taking care of themselves. So these women had very little options during this time. We have to be careful with that when we are facing a hard times, or when we face a hard blow in our lives, face disappointment, that we don't allow the pain of where we're at to shape or make or plan our future, because the pain can speak to you so loudly that you react and move according to the pain and not what is best for you. That pain will pass. That disappointment will pass. You will get over that. You will find yourself moving in another direction, moving out of that place, but you cannot allow that place to dictate the order of or your feet, because in pain, decisions still have to be made. Disappointment, decisions have to be made, and you've got to make sure that you're doing the right thing. So during this time, we see that Ruth, she could have made the decision to abandon her mother-in-law. She could have made a decision to do her own thing. She could have made the decision to go her own way. But yet she did not do anything, didn't do anything like that, because her decisions and what she was doing was not based on the emotion of the hour. It was both based on the commitment and the integrity that she had. Okay? So she had integrity and commitment in a way that many of us in this day and time lack. And what I mean by that is we find ourselves not being loyal to anyone, not even ourselves. Loyalty is something that you don't find very often. People are loyal to themselves when it comes to what they can gain and what they can get, if they're going to benefit from it. But loyalty is loyalty. True loyalty is loyalty that even if I don't benefit from it, I'm still loyal to you. I'm still loyal to God. I'm still loyal to his will. Even if I can't see the benefits of it right now in my life, I don't give up on it. I don't let it go. I am loyal. I have integrity. There's certain things that you just say within yourself, I'm not going to cross this bridge. I'm not going to go here. I'm going to be faithful to the word of God, to the will of God, or to those who God has placed over and in my life as pastors, leaders. I'm going to be loyal, even if it's a boss. It doesn't matter if the boss is not loyal to you. Because we are believers, the Bible says we have to do everything as unto the Lord. So when we are on that job and when we're in the community or in the church or in the store, we do it as unto the Lord. We're not serving that individual. We're serving God. And through our faithful service, through faith and by faith, someone else's life is going to be blessed, touched through us. And that's how they're going to see Jesus. That's how they're going to see his love and his kindness through us. So we have to do it his way. So loyalty is something that is more than just I'm with you in the good times. Loyalty is something that I'm standing with you when nobody else is there. I'm telling you who you are, reminding you who you are. I'm pushing you. I'm holding your hands up. And it has nothing to do with me shining. It's all about you. I'm loyal to what God has called and assigned you to, or to what he's assigned me to. If I've been assigned to this job and to this boss, then I'm going to be loyal to in my service and what I do. Okay? So Ruth could have abandoned her mother-in-law She was in a foreign land, but she decides to stay with her. Pain and hurt, as I said before, grief and sorrow, all these things, you're going to have to make a decision in those things, but you cannot allow these things to tell you exactly how you want to live and what's going to be the decision based on what the will and the word of God is saying. And that's sometimes hard, but you can do it. Ruth commits herself not only to Naomi, but to the God of Naomi and the people of Naomi. She commits herself, and she chooses to leave the familiar to embrace the unfamiliar and the unknown by faith. And she doesn't even know she's walking by faith, but she is. She's walking by faith here. Ruth's character and the territory show us, basically, and display to us that despite losing her husband, she still had character and integrity. She was operating in leadership skills, and she didn't even know it. Even though she is not looking to be a leader, she is operating in leadership skills. And she did it all with the right attitude, with the right heart, and she did it what was right in the eyes of God and man. It was right what she did. According to the word, when the husband dies, basically, the older and leaves the mother there, the older son is supposed to take responsibility of taking care and tending for the mother. Well, all the sons were gone. They were dead. Both sons were dead. So Ruth basically takes the responsibility as if it were her husband who was caring for the mother. She takes that responsibility on, and she begins to care and love and tend to Naomi as if, you know, she was the eldest son. And she's doing this honorably and with integrity, not complaining, but she's doing it with her heart, not talking about how hard and heavy it is and how much weight it is. She's doing it because she has a heart of integrity. She's honorable, and she's doing what should have been done if the son had been there, but the son is not there. So God is going to bless her for even her service and taking on a responsibility that she was not supposed to take on because she's not a man. But she took it on because of her commitment to Naomi and the God of Naomi and the people of Naomi, and also in the service of loving her husband and the responsibility that he would have had if he was there. That lets me know that she did care about her husband. She did love him, and she loved his family because she did that. And so when you're facing doing what is right, God is going to bless you, and he's going to bless the fruits of your labor. When you're facing what is, you have to do what's right, and you know what's right to do, and when you do it with the heart of faith and do it the way God says, God is going to bless you in the fruit of your labor. You have to place responsibility before results, and that's hard sometimes because many of us want to see results before we embrace responsibility. And that's not the case. You have to embrace that responsibility before you see the results. It is as if you had a child. That baby is born, and you cannot see the results of what's going to happen with that child. But you have to embrace that responsibility of taking care of that child. So it is with so many other things. You have to embrace that responsibility, and before you ever see the results of it, and you have to do it by faith, knowing that if God brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. You also have to, as a leader or as a person of faith, you have to allow God to create godly character in you that precedes your conduct. That means my character precedes my conduct. What's inside of me, what I know right, what I know to be due moral, that character inside of me precedes my conduct, because my conduct might say run, leave it, don't do it. But my character says, this is what is right. Even though it's going to be hard, this is what is right. You have to have faithfulness to commit. And this faithfulness to commit is going to produce, it has to come before you see fruitfulness. As you're going to see your faithfulness, it's going to come before you fruit. So you got to be faithful over something so that you can see the fruit of what you've been faithful over. This is all the time we have for today, and I wish I had more time to go into. Tomorrow we're going to get into this more, and we're going to hear more about what God has to say about Ruth and how Ruth affects our life and the way we act and our integrity and our character. I pray this has been a blessing to you, and that you start looking at yourself and saying, God, show me where my integrity and my honor is and my loyalty is lacking. God bless you.